We are pleased to have Alan Irvin with us. Hi, Alan, how are you?
Oh, good morning. Doing well.
I'm so happy that you're here with us. Alan's got a play that is just about 3 hours away, so I'm glad we were able to catch you on what has got to be a very busy day for you. It's all part of the Pittsburgh Fringe Festival, and Brawling Bard Theater is Alan's company, and the play is called A Dream of Midsummer. And I'm curious, first, to learn a little bit about Brawling Bard Theater and also about the play.
Okay, yeah. Well, starting with Brawling Bard, we've been around for, I think it's 13 years now, something like that, doing one show a year for the Pittsburgh Fringe. Occasionally we've gone on the road to other places, but this is where we mostly perform this time of year. And the shows are always kind of loosely based on Shakespeare. If you know your Shakespeare, you can kind of guess from that title which play we're playing with this year, Midsummer Night's Dream. But we do always original plays. So I said based on Shakespeare, but it's a whole new work. And always they're comedic, and we do a lot of physical comedy, and there's always some stage combat involved. That's the brawling part of our name. And yeah, we just like to have some fun and present a little lighter take on Shakespeare.
Now, I know, because you've introduced me more to stage combat than probably just about anyone else, but to me, it's something, if you're a layperson that simply enjoys watching great shows, you never really think about how those scenes are created, safely performed, yet realistically presented, how they're blocked. That has to take a lot of work and skill to get to that level. And does Brawling Bard, I would imagine, works very hard to train actors to have these skills?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And it's the aim is for you not to think about it. So if we're doing it right, it'll be just like you, it'll just feel sort of natural and until you stop to think. But it is all choreographed, just like dance moves. And so Anne Ramat is our choreographer, and she does some really fun and fancy work, and then has to train everybody else. And we get new actors kind of coming through the company every year, and whoever comes in ends up getting a little bit of a course in stage combat and some basic moves so that they can get up to speed and do the moves correctly and keep everybody safe and have it look like it's not choreographed at all. It is just happening in the moment.
I'm glad. I like that point. You don't want it to seem anything but magical, that it happens effortlessly by the actors. Now, I know the venue today is at 5118 Penn Avenue, and today, March 21st, 2026, at 2 and 4 is when you can see A Dream of Midsummer. And then Friday, the 27th, at 8, and then Saturday at 3 and 7. You can find all of this information at the Pittsburgh Fringe website. Can you tell us a little bit about the plot?
The little bit I'll tell you is that the company comes running in a little bit late, a little bit disheveled, and quickly tries to pull together what we think is a show, only to discover that we're actually been billed to do a whole different show than we came in for. And so we have to put together a a version of Midsummer Night's Dream on the fly with the wrong actors, the wrong props, the wrong costumes. And so it is a pretty frantic and chaotic attempt to basically improvise our way through this famous play.
That sounds like a lot of fun. It, all ages appropriate, I would imagine?
Yeah, we always gear for pretty much everybody. So there is obviously a little bit of brawling, a little bit of fighting. It's, in this play, it's a pretty comedic bit. We didn't bring swords, so, well, you'll just have to come and find out what we end up fighting with. But I will say it's whatever we can lay our hands on. It's you don't need to know Shakespeare's play. There's always debate among the cast whether knowing Shakespeare's play helps or hinders you in following our show.
Well, so you should feel no concerns about which category you're in. You'll be able to enjoy the play just as much. That's good to point out. And then PittsburghFringe.org has all of the shows that are part of the Fringe Festival. It kicked off March 19th and continues through the 28th. But in particular, you'll be able to get information about the play that Alan and I are talking about right now, A Dream of Midsummer. Sounds like it'll be a terrific showing. Anything else you'd like to mention about it, Brawling Bard or Pittsburgh Fringe?
Yeah, I'll just mention, so the Fringe, as you said, is going on through next weekend. So it's a 10-day festival. It's got all kinds of acts, drama, stand-up comedy, music, dance, visual arts. There's actually 50 different shows going on over this 10-day festival.
Wow.
Some of which are Pittsburgh artists, a number are people from other places who've brought their shows in. So it's, you can find something no matter what your interest is. A lot of it is, yeah, off-the-wall kind of works or new works, things that wouldn't fit in any other place. All pretty affordable, most of it in the Penn Avenue corridor up around Garfield, but also at a Attack Theater Studios in Lawrenceville, a couple of coffee houses on the south side. There's a whole college component putting on by Point Park College. And so sites downtown and around Point Park. So, yeah, you can go to the website. They also have an app you can download. Just look for the Pittsburgh Fringe app. And one of the neat things about that is you can look what are the shows like in any particular day, and or go by location, or all sorts of things. So it is a really fun week and a half of all kinds of different sorts of performing arts.
Well, thanks for being such a big part of it. And PittsburghFringe.org is where you can go for additional information. Alan Irvin of Brawling Bard Theater, thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.